The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast, and The Best Mix in the Morning Show. It is Wednesday, it is Coffee Talk, and it is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. It, of course, is also St. Patrick's Day. But obviously, saying its full name takes too long, so usually people shorten it. But when you do, which one of those names do you go with? St. Paddy's Day with two D's, or St. Patty's Day with two T's? For those of you grammar and spelling sticklers searching for the proper answer, according to a new survey, 49% of Americans go with the T version. 29% go with the D version. The rest aren't sure. People with Irish heritage are more likely to use the Paddy's version, the D version, which makes sense. The D version is the original, authentic Irish abbreviation. The patron saint of Ireland is St. Patrick, which has the D in the name. In English, the name is St. Patrick, which is where the T's come from. Confused? Still? So am I. What happens when you are really into a show like Game of Thrones? According to a new study from Ohio State University, which studied Game of Thrones fans, the reason people get so immersed in a show is because they, in essence, become their favorite characters. Quote, when they think about a favorite fictional character, it appears similar in one part of the brain as when they are thinking about themselves, said lead author Timothy Broom. People who are high in trait identification not only get absorbed into a story, they also are really absorbed into a particular character, he explained. They report matching the thoughts of the character, they are thinking what the character is thinking, they are feeling what the character is feeling, and they are inhabiting the role of that character. Warm weather is definitely coming, and your White Claw summer just got even better. The boozy seltzer company has just announced that they are rolling out hard seltzered iced teas in four flavors: peach, raspberry, mango, and lemon, in case you want to stock up. And the Spanish government is testing out a program that institutes a four-day work week to boost employee productivity and mental health in the country. The pilot program will last 3 years and include around 200 companies so they can study the results. I have a prediction, though. It'll probably go pretty darn well. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.